Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A split that I found really interesting when I was looking at Josh Allen's stats this offseason was that he was second in QBR versus zone coverage, ninth versus man. That's not a Josh Allen stat. That's a Bills receiver stat. And it's not bad, right? We're talking ninth overall. But when you're talking about an offense in Buffalo that faces a ton of man coverage, in part because defenses now are so afraid of the run game, it honestly is the kind of thing that is the difference between them making it to a Super Bowl or not. You need one of those skill players to step up as a true 101 man beater, someone who can get you big plays downfield.
Here we go. Mina Kimes.
Brandon Bean on line one for Mina Kimes.
Not completely sold that the Bills have enough at receiver. Bean somewhere. What do you mean? Josh Palmer. What do you mean? 30 points a game. I don't get it. I don't understand how anybody could think this. We found one more person who kind of does. It's cruel if it's like last year. This is how it is, though. You can go the whole season and beat everybody and then win two more playoff games. One against a Ravens team that was at least your equal. And then you go to Kansas City, two-time defending Super Bowl champion, and have the lead in the fourth quarter. And what's the takeaway? I really could have used a better wide receiver here on this team at some point. is that ridiculous to say? No. It's maybe right. It's just, there's so few moments there ultimately where it costs you, if it can be said that it costs you. So can one drive be a referendum on your roster?
I mean, you'd like it not to be, but these 2 years, they've had the opportunity to win those games with a score late, or at least take the lead late, see how they would have managed the clock and how much time would have been left. And so it is not invalid to say they needed to do something with this defense. The defense had a very rough year. I mean, the 40 points against a couple times in a row there, Lions and Rams. I mean, they had a rocky year by a lot of different metrics, not just the points scored. The takeaways kind of saved them. And that in and of itself is a part of my defense when, thinking about Bean being so hot about how last year went and pointing at the points. And we did this. You had maybe an incredible year takeaway-wise and giveaway-wise that, sure, some of that is coached in and you're prioritizing it and whatever. I give you as much credit as I think is reasonable to do. But to avoid the presence of luck within it is, I think, it's short-sighted. And so, yeah, you did do that, but how bankable is it? And that I think remains unanswered. If they put it on the board again this year, and if either thing happens, if they have an incredible year with takeaways again, okay, boy, you're really lucky 2 years in a row. I guess more credit to you than for last year. Or if they just find their way to 30 points a game without the takeaways, then that might be more time to point at the scoreboard. But I think it's still okay to be uneasy about it because of this, the point Mina just made there and how the season has ended the last 2 years. You've had the ball with a chance to go win the game, and you haven't been able to. So, all right, how great is your offense? I mean, it's great enough to score all these points, average whatever, but nut cutting time, I need a first down, I need a touchdown, I need whatever I need. I need somebody to get open. Where am I? I'm folding. I've lost. Because I really do feel like it's right to say, and this is my opinion, I think you have felt likewise over the years, I would much rather be down by three with the ball at midfield around the two-minute warning than up by three playing defense in that situation against that team. I've got the ball. I got my best guy out here. Let's go do it. Let's take it.
What about at your own 20? Two minutes.
I think I still would rather do it.
That's kind of where I am too.
I think I still
midfield
would rather.
Midfield is too easy to.
But that's where they've been the last 2 years. They were around midfield last year, and in the year before they were even deeper than that. Like they were in field goal range.
Yeah, I think it was like the 30.
So,
maybe even deeper.
It's just, you know, football is like this. Like everything can be true and everything can be argued against, however true it appears to be. So yes, the defense needed supplementing, overhauling, even if that's not too strong a word. I mean, they went hard at it here, but the season ended the last 2 years with you having a chance to win it on offense, and you haven't come through.
The 24 January 24 home playoff game, they were at the 26. The Bills drove to the Kansas City 26, and were there at the 2 minute warning, down three.
I do think AFC Championship game, Super Bowl, whatever the magnitude of the game, I think I would sign right now for that. I want to be there again.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, I know they haven't come through. So, yeah, I'd rather shut them out too or hold them to 13 points so that all I need is two touchdowns and I can win the game. That'd be great. But nothing. They've had that chance. And that, I don't think, should just be, you know, blown off and ignored in all, within all the defense trouble that they had last year.
I have looked at this drive so many times. I've been on the ProFootballReference.com 23 playoffs Chiefs at Bills page so many times. It's amazing I don't get ads for this page somewhere. This page has never tried to sell me anything. I've looked at this so many times. It started with Diggs. Well, it started right, you know, when they lost. Like, what really happened here? 8:23. They get the ball with 8:23, down by three. They end up, the way it went, using too much clock. Because they went 6 minutes, or almost 7 minutes, and didn't score. And so it was one first down and then kneel downs. If they go three and out, I mean, maybe Kansas City drives for a touchdown in your beat, but if they don't, you're almost in a better spot because you can't play like that. I've looked at this page so many times, this drive even, so many times because of Diggs, because Allen goes 6 for 9 on the drive. Again, this is the home playoff game 2 years ago. 6 for 9 on the drive, 0 for 3 to Diggs, 6 for 6 to everybody else.
Including the bomb on the first play, right?
Yep. Kincaid, Knox, Kincaid, Allen first down run, incomplete to Diggs, incomplete to Diggs. Allen run, fumble, Spencer Brown recovers it, Allen to Shakir first down, Kincaid, Cook stopped, Sherfield, first down to Sherfield, and then you have the final series. Cook has stopped, the 2 minute warning. The
incompletion to Shakir in the end zone.
In the end zone.
Right.
And then the
third down
jailbreak.
Is like a scramble to the right sideline and a prayer, right?
And then the missed kick.
Right.
I should sponsor this page. Yeah. But that'd be weird. I mean, it's a Bills playoff loss. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want your name on that.
They used to have that. Maybe they still do. They Baseball Reference, it's the same organization, used to have you could sponsor like a player page, and I would sponsor my great uncle's page. So I paid Baseball Reference and had my name on it, like you get it for a year or something. Like one of those highway signs.
Sure, okay.
You know, this area is beautiful because of, you know,
the Kiwanis Outlet Club Liquor. Or whatever. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You ever think about that? Maybe sponsoring a stretch of highway? How much is it?
Has not come up. I have no idea. No.
It'd be cool to see your name on that blue sign, though.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
People drive by it like, oh, Bulldog sponsored. No wonder. The road needs to be taken care of.
Right. That's
all the potholes here is Bulldog's fault.
That's a real problem for me. Yeah. I'd be like Kramer out there trying to fix the road, yes. Right? When he's
that's funny.
I'd be out there with a wheelbarrow and trying to.
This is my road.
I gotta fix my road.
Yes. Tonight, Max Scherzer is pitching for the Blue Jays. Finally, he pitched right early in the season and got hurt and left immediately. But he's back tonight. They activated him. They're in Cleveland. That is then a FUBO game, I believe. That would be a FUBO game.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier, and I think that might be the go-to for me.
I think so. The Yankee game is MLB Network, but it might also be, Yankees Reds, which was interesting last night. So Scherzer for the Blue Jays, 2.5 back.
Yeah.
Tampa's one back.
Look at you, Blue Jays.
Of the Yankees.
Tampa.
The Yankees are losing a lot now.
Continue to find ways, Tampa.
They do, right?
Year after year.
They're super annoying like that.
Yep.
They're always pretty good.
Maybe I should give them a chance this year because they're not playing in that dome. Because it kind of blew apart.
Yeah. Maybe you should.
That was a callous way to say that. Whatever. It was damaged in a hurricane.
It blew apart. Yeah, it did, though.
I know, but it just sounded...
It seemed like you were insensitive.
I didn't like how it sounded. Now they're playing outside. Maybe I'll feel differently about them.
Doesn't sound like it. I mean, really, it's almost July. You haven't watched, you haven't thought about it
Not till just now.
No.
Yeah.
But Toronto's close. Yankees in Cincinnati again. Yamamoto for the Dodgers tonight at Coors against Sam's Rockies, who are 30.5 out. They've stabilized the Rockies.
I was
going to
say, are they back to losing games regularly yet, or are they...
they're not hot.
For them, maybe it was hot. I don't know.
Last night, I think, was 9-7 Dodgers. Mm. I mean, that's the Dodgers.
Right.
But Yamamoto at Coors will be interesting. Maybe. I'll be listening to the Bronx Zoo again on my drive home.
Mm.
The book. I'm loving it. Right to late June, right about now on the calendar.
Oh, that works.
Yes, but I'm not going
to
just...
You're not going to be able to pace it out until the fall here. No,
I'll be done with this book in less than a week.
Right.
But I'm to really almost none of the good stuff yet, 78 Yanks. Like Martin leaving and like the...
Well, the summer is the comeback, right? Yeah, because it's July 1st, they're 14 behind or whatever it is.
Is that the number?
I think, 14.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
14.5. 14 is the number I've got in my head, and I think it's July.
It's 11.5 where I'm at in the book.
Yeah.
So it's not peak.
Right.
78 Yanks down big like that. You had to win the division to make the playoffs. Imagine that. And they do.
Well, yeah. They force a one-game playoff and then win the one-game playoff. Yes.
Right. Did I spoil anything there? Or did you? You said it. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
I said they win it. Remember the one-game playoff? Like, we still have this. Once in a while, those are regular season stats. Did you know that?
Like, right,
the stats from that game count as regular season stats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So whatever Reggie hit that year, won't hit a home run in the playoff.
Right.
Former guest on our show, Reggie Jackson, Reginald Martinez Jackson.
I
crazy,
you know,
dog.
You're a kid and the stuff you remember. I can still, do you recall, I don't know how well you know the game and the history of that game.
Quite.
Pinella with that fly ball to right field that he cannot see at all. The sun, it was a weird time for a game, and the sun was just brutal there. It was like a 4 o'clock first pitch or something, and just tough, tough sun. And he can't, you can see, he's like just like, but he manages to stay in front of it.
Gah! It bounces in front of him, and it bounces to the toward the corner, and he just stabs it. Like, how did he even see it in time to stab it? But it's a huge play.
Yes. Yeah, there. I don't. Do you know? Like, there's men on base. I mean, there's a reason that it's a huge play. It's not just, you know, the leadoff hitter or something, and he would have had a double or who knows what. But like, it would have been runs, and no, or at least a run. I think.
I will find out. What that situation was. I've been resisting the temptation to go to that page.
Oh, don't do it now. Just
no, it's fine. It's fine. I'll find. I don't know what. When in the, it was late in the game. What was the situation? I've been resisting going to that page because I don't want to, like, the day to day, the drumbeat of that season. I don't really remember or know. So I'm sort of thinking, oh, I'd like to look and see like how many games back, and certain games are kind of interesting to hear him talk about. The game, it was a game that was 9-9 and Reggie and the center fielder Blair maybe like ran into each other for a game-ending inside the park home run in Kansas City, like stuff like that. I've wanted to look up, but I didn't want to because just let finish the book first.
Right,
but I'll get you that Pinella answer. Also, we'll find out what his three nicknames are going to be, probably at Baseball Reference, like every other player. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.